All right, good job, Andy Schroeder. He's heading to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway this weekend for qualifications. He is our first winner. We will have plenty more to give away as the week continues. Every Monday morning, he's back. On the telephone with us is our great friend, Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Glass. How you doing? Brand spanking new week. Gosh, qualifications already.
Hey, well, it doesn't feel like qualifications because it's 90 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Huh?
Well, I'm baking here in the morning sunshine. I've got to rearrange my wardrobe requirements here for the morning program as it's getting a little steamy. Not that we're used to that in May. But the great news is, and we touched on this last week, Joe, now that the weather's at least nice, these games were not getting rained out earlier in the year. They were getting colded out just a couple of weeks ago. And now we're waiting and hoping the kids hydrate properly so they can play double headers and 18 holes and everything else that goes along on the weekends. And I guess, well, we've seen all of it here in Indiana the last couple weeks. And a busy weekend as everybody is playing. Now that we're in May and heading towards graduation, we know that conference championships and sectionals and everything are right around the corner. Softball's had a hugely busy weekend, and we've got some local teams making some noise.
Well, we had some incredible fast pitch feats developing for our Monroe County outfits. Lizzie Halstead of South hit for the cycle, had five hits, as did teammates Jasper Sons and Katie Getz. A school marked 26 hits banged out last week in the route of Columbus North. Molly Wright then tossed a three-hit shutout of Perry Meridian, her first win of the year. Meg Montgomery's crew starts the week 9-11. How about Edgewood's Grace Brentfeld? She set a new single-season home run record. She has 11 and counting for Mick Hammett's crew. She blasted two, knocked in six in that win over Clay City. Mick's bunch, fifth ranked in Class 3A. They are 18-5 as we begin another week. Norris Deb Jones had a solid week, a 10K strikeout performance, complete with three hits and no runs. That made it all the better. Of Columbus East last week is Emily Kranz. Cougars now level it out at 10-10 to start the week. Deb also beat out beat Perry Meridian, rather, hitting her first home run of the year, and picked up the win in relief with five strong innings of one hit, nine strikeout softball. North will start its week tonight. They play over at Owen Valley. On the baseball diamond, Phil Klusner's South Panthers won two out of three, including a win over ninth-ranked Columbus North last week. Southsiders playing much, much better than that 7-15 overall record. Dylan Steele homered twice. He's got seven now as Richard Hurst, Maroon and Gold won its 17th of the year, beating Shackamack. Steele also earned the win in that one. As we told you earlier last week, Jack Shepard had the big hit and then scored the winning run in the Cougs' walk-off of Edgewood, 8-7 last week at the Cougar Field. That was one of two very disappointing back-to-back walk-off losses last week for Bob Jones's Red and Black, who begins the week 14-5, and they will play Tuesday night when it hosts Northview in the WIC crossover third place game. Well, congrats to Micah Mobley's WIC track and field champs, back-to-back champions, 15 of the last 16 years. Number one, John McLaughlin, a new school record in meet record in the 400 meters, 49.29. Austin Haskett set a new meet mark in the 800, 158. He also won the mile and 2 mile. The girls finished second, but all conference for Alyssa Crane, Kaylee Meyer, Alyssa Mila, Oliver Werner, Madison Deckard, and Elizabeth Bolander, all of them members of the champion Mustang mile and 2 mile relays in that event. South swept both the boys and girls titles at the North Invite last week. Larry Williams and Tom Stokes' crews won a total of 17 events. Keep in mind, the girls' track sectional goes tomorrow night at Seabold Track up on the north side. The fellows will compete on Thursday night at Bloomington North. Well, they're playing the Conference Indiana Boys Golf Championships today over the tough Timberlake layout in Edinburgh, South Seth Kostronik. Had a team medal 74 as Dustin Carver's Panthers wound up sixth at the Mooresville Invite at Heartland Crossing. North, they ran into a loaded field at the Trophy Club in Zionsville. Brian Muehlhaus's crew finished 13th in the 20-team field that included 11 ranked teams. Co-team medalists were Evan Todd and Logan Vernon with 79s. And Edgewood's Jackson Wendell made the All-Conference WIC team after a fourth-place finish on the leaderboard with a 74. Gary Lee's crew wound up fourth overall as Greencastle won the championship over at Rolling Meadows easily this past weekend. And the draw for the girls' tennis sectional is out later today. Barb Mills, North girls, had a three-win week. Joy Battacharia and Lillian McAfee playing well at 1-2 for the maroon and gold. Heck, Lily worked 2.5 hours to grind out a win last week in one of her matches. Doug Ould's Edgewood Netters will host Linton tonight. South will play next on Wednesday night. Dave and Glass, and they'll play tonight in the zone, and your phone calls at 6, and those red-hot Reds, the Kings of the Ohio. Let's see, Terry Stoltz, did he hear that that was the first Dodgers sweep since 1976? 4 in a row out of Chavez Ravine. 6 straight tonight. First pitch, 10:15. They're in San Francisco. I'm Joe Smith.
And Smitty, the Reds are on fire. And before we get to the Cincinnati Reds, we have a traffic issue. The boss has sent me an email. He's on his way to town. The light at North Walnut and the bypass is out. There are lights further up on North Walnut also out. So if you're wondering why you're sitting in traffic backed up listening to us and not going anywhere, well, that's why. So please take your time. And that part of town has obviously some power outage issues. So we know about that, we're aware of it, and we're passing it along here on a Monday morning. Hey, it's 90 degrees, just sit in your car, you'll be all right. Everything's great. Riggleman's got the Reds playing better, Joe. Before you returned to the airwaves, I opined earlier in the year, what are the Reds doing if they extend Price last September, go through the entire offseason process, go through the entire spring training, then can them after 25 games or whatever it was? Now Riggleman comes in, they're playing good. Why didn't you start this way? That was my issue with Price from day one. It's not about Brian Price. It's about if you're going to make a change, you can't go through the whole offseason and then all of a sudden, 20 games in, say, well, this isn't working out. The Reds are behind their own eight ball here.
Well, I think Dick Williams tried to give Brian Price the benefit of the doubt, with the team that unfolded out of spring training. And, things didn't work out. They got off to a horrendous start. But I like the move. I think it was time for Price to go. I think that he should have been removed after last year.
Yes,
to be
that's,
honest
the,
with you.
Well, you put him through the ringer all winter long, and then you give him 20 games.
Up, the situation with Riggleman or whoever. I really like Jim Riggleman is a good baseball guy.
He is.
He was with the Cubs. He did a great job there. I mean, it's not the end of May yet, but, doggone it, by come 4th of July or the All-Star break, if the Reds can be back at .500, which, we've still got a few weeks to go here, but, anything's possible, right?
Well, that's the point. Why dig yourself that big hole? It's not like the Reds added a bunch of players in the last 3 weeks and all of a sudden started winning games. This is the same crew they came out of spring training with. So they've dug themselves this grave. The good news is they're digging out of it, and hopefully they continue on their West Coast road trip coming up this weekend. How about Webb Simpson? Pretty nice weekend of golf, huh? Tigers back. Geez, exciting times at the Players. Their final time in May.
I'd say, Webb certainly, he hadn't finished better than what? You didn't even have a top 10 in the Players. And
never.
Has been putting better, and when you can close out with a double bogey after hitting in the water on 18 at Ponte Vedra, then you had the cushion, and that 63 really propelled him into the weekend, and the rest was history. Well-deserved.
Big win, easy win, and good for Webb. All right, we'll come back at 8:45. Big weekend for Indiana track and field. Baseball, softball wrapped up, so we've got golf is going to be rolling along as well. We got plenty to do. We'll do that at 8:45.
We'll talk to you then.
All right, sounds good, Smitty. Great to hear you again, my friend.
All righty, Glassman.
We got to work on the band. The DJ has fallen down. Maybe we'll just go to live studio music. The house band.
A one, a two, a one, two, three,
get out
four.
The Casio keyboard from 1984.
I had one of those.
I did,
boy,
too.
Boy, what a disaster that
and why
was.
Why did they make them with the keys that were so small that only a
not even
2-year
figure,
old
yeah.
could maybe use?
We all thought we'd be peeing up. Yeah, that's exactly right. Thanks, 80s. Thanks. Here on a Monday morning, that's the Minister of Culture, Jim Inman. We also bring in our great friend, Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. Welcome to the party.
Well, I tell you, you guys can't make that stuff up. Who writes your script, Inman? That's pretty good stuff, man, for a Monday.
You know what? When you're stuck with no gas and...
I like the story.
Oh my gosh, it's all good. It's one of those things that happens to you in life, and you just roll with it.
He
right?
He is a magnet for do-gooderness, Joe. They just follow
know.
Him around,
I
and
don't
that's
know
a good problem
that.
To have.
Hey, Stoltz sounds pretty chipper still for being swept for the first time in 42 years by the Kings of the Ohio. I thought Terry's pretty chipper, despite a bleak Monday, a blue Monday for his big blue. Huh?
That's it. So, yeah, don't have him cut any commercials this week. Make sure they now the Reds are gone, they'll start perking up again.
Yeah.
Speaking of perking up, Indiana baseball did. We'll get to that momentarily. Softball's magical mystery ride came to an end in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. But right here in Bloomington, Joe, running and jumping and everything else and throwing – the Hoosiers of Ron Helmer had a great showing at the Billy Hayes Track, the Big Ten Track and Field Championships.
Well, I can't remember, and I don't think it's ever happened, Ron Helmer watching that young lady out of Louisville, Kentucky, Catherine, a receiver, do what she does best, and that's run distance races and winning championships. And she completed the distance triple crown over the weekend as she won the 5,000 meters outdoors at Hayes Track yesterday afternoon. 16:43, that combined with the 5,000 she won indoors. Let's not forget the Big Ten Cross Country Championship she won last fall. The young lady is some kind of student athlete, and she geared the Indiana women to a fourth place finish in the Big Ten Championships over the weekend. Want to make mention about William Morrison, the big guy, threw the shot, a career best 66 feet, 4.25 inches to win the championship over the weekend as Ron Helmer's fellows finished second. They had a very eventful Sunday, winning 6 medals and finishing second to champion Ohio State. We touched on it with Chuck Crabb. It was great to see the bronze statue head of a veteran coach, the late Sam Bell, 26 Big Ten titles over his illustrious career right there at the start-finish line. I know Fran and son Scott were on hand, as were a lot of former champions Saturday night for the formal dedication. Well, Shonda Stanton's Fast Pitch Women, Hoosiers did something very, very special this past spring in addition to turning heads, and that was playing some solid softball over the last 2.5 months. Playing as a 3-seed, Indiana beat Illinois Friday on Taylor Uden's walk-off home run, and then lost to eventual champion Minnesota Saturday after a rain delay. Losing in the semifinals, but still finishing with 18 wins against Big Ten teams when it was all said and done, and certainly laying a solid foundation for 2019 and many, many years to come under Coach Shonda Stanton. By the way, Taylor and Tara Traynor made the all-tournament team for Indiana. By the way, mentioning titles, yes, Minnesota for a third consecutive year. Gosh, they've won, 4 out of the last 5 years? The Big Ten title, they beat Northwestern in the championship game Sunday, 9-6. 5 Big Ten teams move on to the NCAA. Well, I tell you, if we talk about a turnaround late season, we might turn to Paulie Milto and the job he did Saturday beating the Nebraska Cornhuskers, as he did with some great pitching. Pitched into the seventh, had 5 strikeouts and 5 hits as the Hoosiers snapped a 5-game losing streak after losing that opener to Nebraska on Friday night. The Hoosiers bounced back with a Saturday 6-3 win, and yesterday completed the series advantage, winning 2 out of 3, 8-6. Logan Sowers, 3 hits, including a home run. He also knocked in 2. Jeremy Houston from the bottom of the order was productive, knocking in 3 runs with a couple of hits. Tim Herron was sharp on Sunday, 5 hits over 5, only 1 earned run. Matt Lloyd got his 5th save as Indiana, now 11-9 in the Big Ten. They'll play a very solid Louisville 9 tomorrow night down in Louisville, and that game will be the first of 4 this week. Keep in mind now, with school out and the final week of the Big Ten season coming forward with Maryland coming in, Indiana will move to a Thursday, Friday, Saturday setup. First pitch with the Terrapins Thursday night will be 7:05 at the BART. That's going to be a very important series because Maryland now all of a sudden, after sweeping Rutgers, only two games behind Indiana in the loss column as the Hoosiers still strive to play for a bye amongst the top four finishing teams. So the final regular season coming to a close for Chris Lemonis' crew this weekend. Again, Thursday night, 7:05, the regular season coming to a close. Well, in rowing that second Varsity 4 boat to finish third, they were seated sixth, Steve Peterson's crew. The rowers finished fifth in the Eagle Creek-based Big Ten Championships over the weekend in Indianapolis. Antonia Frappel was first-team All-Big Ten, and Hillary Shinnick was second-team. Connie Brahm won the sportsmanship honoree, and now the selection show awaits the Indiana women tomorrow night to see if they can get possibly an at-large berth into the NCAA. If they do, this will be a fifth consecutive year for Peterson's rowers, so we wish him well in that regard. Going on this week on the high school beat, Timbergate, that tough layout over in Edinburgh, unfolding for the city schools north and south in the Conference Indiana Championships. And also tomorrow we begin the state track and field series with the girls sectional out at Siebold Track. The fellows will go on Thursday. Well, I thought gold medalist Lily King did a heck of a job. She brought him down to the line Saturday, and Will Power started on the pole, and he beat Scott Dixon to the checkered flag at the IndyCar GP in a race heard here on the airwaves. How dominant has Kevin Harvick been as we go racing for a little bit on the Monday? He won for a fifth time, not even June yet, and here he has five wins. He won at the Kansas Speedway out in Kansas City, and Bedford's Jeff Bland won the sprint feature down at the Bloomington Speedway Friday night. Josh Devine, the Super Stocks, and Jeremy Owen won the Modify. Well, the Reds were six in a row. Continue the streak hopefully tonight. Late night baseball. Sal Romano on the mound at about 10:15 for the first pitch. The Reds move into San Francisco for the beginning of a series there before they head back home. Don't forget it's Monday. Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6. I'm Joe Smith.
All right, Smitty, good job as always. Running a little tight here on a Monday, as we always do. We'll get caught up with you live on Friday morning. Have a great week.
All right, you as well, Glass. See ya.
Joe Smith, Monday mornings, Friday mornings, live.